Phone Boy Speaks, episode 148. Google comes together. So if you use multiple Google services, you'll notice that you have different disk space available for each one. You know, Gmail's got 10 gigs, Picasa or Google Photos or whatever their official name for that is, and Google Drive all, you know, have 5 gigs, I guess. And so what they've decided to do is unify that to say, okay, now each user has 15 gigs for free, and all of the services all together will, you know, will share this same pool of stuff, which I think from a user point of view actually makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, why have this little cubby over here for one thing and this little cubby over here for another? It makes sense. Now, what I don't know about this, of course, is for those of us who have paid for storage, in addition to the free storage that Google gives, how will that be integrated? My guess is it'll just be added on. So I managed to get a really smoking deal with Picasa. I think I signed up for, you know, $5 a year for 25 gigs. That rolled into my Google storage. And so my Google Drive and my Gmail and stuff, I've got... you know, I've got an additional 25 gigs tacked on to whatever it is that they give out. And I guess this makes sense, but I kind of wonder why Google even charges for storage at all. I mean, it's not like they, you know, I mean, I know storage isn't free yet, but it's pretty darn close. And if Google really wants to find out about you, I mean, yeah, let's just upload some stuff to Google, and, you know, you could find all kinds of people that way. Of course, you know, the way to handle that would be just to upload, like, encrypted, opaque blobs of data that Google can't index. Yeah, that'll thwart them. Anyway, it's a positive achievement, I guess, or a positive development, and it will roll out, according to them, over the next couple of weeks. I checked my account today. Of course, nothing's happened yet, but, you know, they have announced it on their official blog, which, yeah. Anyway, I think it's a good thing, but, you know, Google could, of course, you know, really expand the free storage and, you know, really use it for nefarious purposes if they wanted to. Although, as I say, I'm kind of doubting a lot of the stuff that Google does anymore. So I'm always looking for the nefariousness in any gift I get from Google. So, you know, they've done enough kind of sketchy things that I'm looking at how I can move my stuff actually away from Google. Although I have to admit the $5 deal is pretty good. And, you know, maybe if I just put, heavily encrypted stuff up there, then, you know, that might be a good place for it. But anyway, that is, Google unifying storage across their services. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.